Mishnah says on Daf Tzad Gimel Beis on the bottom, Mishahayim Nasi Dal Nashim. Someone's married to four women, Umeis, and then he died. Harishena Kinemis Lashnia, Mishnia Lashisha, Shisha Levias. So the Mishnah goes through what the Seder of the Gevias Haksuba is among all the different wives that he had. And then the Mishnah ends off, says towards the end of the Mishnah, Hayyotis Kulim Biyamachid. Let's say all the stars are on the same day. So then, Kalokademis Achabarta Filush Acha Zachsa. So then it depends which star is written the earliest. And what does it mean, Yotzis Yomechad? Rashi says, Kloma Yotzis Lefaneinu Melamda Shukula Nechtav Yomechad, that all the four ksubis were written on one day, on the same day. Al-Lachar, it's a mavur from the Mishnah Chiddush, that it's mutter to marry many women on one day. One person can marry different nashim on Yom Echad. That's how they have all their ksubis on one day. And the Pella is, Frakti Makna, that L'chari, there should be a problem in Marv Simcha B'Simcha. We know that you can't get married on Chol HaMoed because they Marv Simcha B'Simcha. You can't be Marv Simcha of Chol HaMoed with the Simcha of Yenisuin. So how are you allowed to marry different women on one day? L'chari, there should be a problem in Marv Simcha B'Simcha. You have a separate Chiyah B'Simcha to each one of them. You're going to be Marv them together. That should be also because of a Marv Simcha B'Simcha. The Machna is in his Kuntra Sachan and Hilchos Kiddushin in Simon Samach Beis. And L'maisa, he brings him the Rambam. The Rambam Paskin's Taka this din. They allow to marry many nashim b'yam echad, and he seems to bavarn this kasha. He seems to bavarn this kasha of how you're allowed to do it. And the Rambam says like this. That this is in Perek Yod Halachah Gimel Hilchos Ishus. He says Yesha l'adam lisa nashim rabbas ka'achas b'yam echad. You could marry many women on one day. Mavarich berchus chasanim lekulon ka'achas, and you make one berchus chasanim for everyone. Aval l'simcha tzarich l'simcha mikol achas achas simcha ruyala. When it comes to simcha, each one gets her own simcha ruyala. In Basula Shiva, in Ba'ula Shlai Shiva, in Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's like the Rambam, when it comes to Simcha, even though you marry them all in one day, but you can't do all the Simcha of Shavar Brachas on one day or one week. So you have to give each wife her own Simcha of Shavar Brachas. So one week will be for one woman, the next week will be for the other one, and you could separate the Shavar Brachas from the Chasana, and therefore there's no problem in Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. That's how the Rambam seems to deal with this Kasha of in Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You're talking not Ma'arvin, you do it at separate times, and you could separate the Simcha from the Chasana. But Frakta Makne says if that's true, then it's very difficult to understand. If it's true that you could separate the Simcha from the Chasana, so why can't you get married on Chol HaMoed? We know you can't get married on Chol HaMoed. Rambam paskens that because they ain't married on Simcha B'Simcha. Why don't you get married on Chol HaMoed, have the Chasana Chol HaMoed, and then push off the Simcha until the week after Chol HaMoed and have your Shavar Brachas the week later, and therefore there'll be no problem. But ain't married on Simcha B'Simcha. Why can't you separate the two? L'chares move from that. You can't separate the two, and if you can't separate the two, then Hadar Kusha Duchta over here, Haki to marry many Nashim B'Yay Mechon. And the Machna says a big chiddush because of this kasha. He wants to say that in a chinami, the Rambam doesn't mean this. You're not allowed to lechatchila get married b'yam echad. It's only b'diavad, and the Mishnah over here is only b'diavad if you did it. But mikra adin would be a problem in ma'amr simcha b'simcha, and therefore you can't marry four nashim b'yam echad. The Mishnah means if you did it, then this is what you do legabi l'ksuba b'lechatchila. It shouldn't be done because of ein ma'amr simcha b'simcha. But about it, that's not the pashas. The pashas is Rambam saying you could do it. And the question is, what's the teretz of the kasha? Why is there no problem over here? So there's a Yosef in the Biskarov. The Biskarov says a mahalach like this in the Rambam. He says that when a person gets married, there's really two chiyuve simcha that are chal. There's two dinim in the simcha. There's the simcha that he's mechuyev to give to his wife, a din to be mesameach her. And then there's a din simcha that's chal on him. He has his own egin din simcha. The chiyuv that he has to his wife is a chayv. He owes her a week of simcha. And then mitzan himself, it's mitzias that there's a din simcha that's chal. It's like a regal, like a yomta for 7 days. There's a chiyuv simcha on the man as well. So Zakta Biskarav, he says, this that the Rambam says, you could push off the chiyuv simcha, that's talking about the chiyuv simcha to your wife, because that's a chayv, like any other chayv, and you don't have to do it right now, you could do it later on, you could decide when that chiyuv simcha will take place, and therefore you could avoid the problem of ein ma'amr simcha b'simcha. But the chiyuv simcha of the man, that's a metzias, it's chal. As soon as you get married, it's like a regal, can't push off the regal, it's there, and it can't be pushed off. But that's not a problem of ein ma'amr simcha b'simcha, because it's all one simcha. The simcha of the man, it's the same simcha, whether he marries one woman or many. He only has one chiyuv simcha that's chal on him, so there's no problem in ma'arvin legabi his chiyuv. The only problem in ma'arvin is legabi her chiyuv, and legabi that, you can talk and push it off and do it whenever you want. So that's legabi marrying many nashim b'yamechad. But legabi chol hamoed, if you get married in chol hamoed, it's not going to help, because in a chinami legabi the chiyuv simcha you have to your wife, you can push it off and say, I'll be mesameach you the week after chol hamoed, but legabi your egin chiyuv simcha that's chal, that's chal right away. That's a metzias. That's a fact that it's chal like a regal. And now you're going to have an irbav of simcha b'simcha. Your din regal, it's chal of your din simcha is being the sarbav of the simcha of the regal. And that's why there's a bami imam simcha b'simcha. And that's why you can't do it. When it comes to marry many women in one day would not be a problem, because you could push off each one. That's a chayv to her, legabe the chi of simcha of the man. It's all one big simcha, and therefore what the Rambam says is not true from the din of getting married a cholamayit. And maybe you can learn the mission over here, Pshuta, which could be a makkah for the Rambam, that you can marry more than one woman on one day, and as long as you push off the simcha at the different times for each one, there would not be a problem in marrying simcha the simcha.